Pretty amazing guests over the past, I would say, 6 months.
Yes, we have, and today's going to be no different. It's going to be amazing.
We're going to dig deep, and we're actually going to travel to India this week. We're going to dive into one of the premier automotive artists, Princess Vidita Singh. She's one of the first automotive artists in India. She's bringing to life incredible automobile paintings that are world renowned. So we're excited to bring in a little Indian flavor.
And it's our first princess.
This is our first princess on the show, people. This is pretty exciting. Here's another one. I thought, you know, in life, we do set our GPSs for everything.
I depend on it.
I mean, I was downtown walking, and I set my GPS walk to find. I'm like, you schmuck, what are you doing? Have you ever had an issue where GPS didn't work for you when you were driving? They'd send you in a wild goose chase?
Oh, yeah. When I used to deliver for DoorDash, I would get taken to like an empty field.
Well, 100 some odd people out in Denver this past weekend.
What happened?
Well, they were on their way to the airport. You know, airport traffic is what it is. Any major city is going to have, you know, you're going to have traffic to the airport. Well, apparently there was an accident on the way over there. So GPS rerouted about 100 drivers.
No way.
And they ended up in a mud pit
somewhere.
Yeah. Could you imagine that? Like nobody's paying attention.
That's crazy.
They're just listening. And
how dependent we are.
They're being directed to a mud pit somewhere.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, that's not... How many of you? You got to get to the gas station and fill up. You know you got to do that. Everybody does that. But how many of you get in there and fill it up and it just spits right back up at you? The fuel. How many of you experience that? You put that nozzle in there and you click it automatically.
Right.
Some of you like to wait and hold it and... Some of you automatic, and then it gets to the top or what have you, and it comes out like a Yellowstone geyser.
Really? Like regurgitating it?
Like throwing up right back at you. That fuel comes right back at you. And I just want to bring up something that came in the garage, and I get upset when it, you guys know this by now, when it comes to recalls, all things safety related. Susie, would you say fuel regurgitating back up at you at the gas stop could be a safety issue?
I think that's high on the list.
I agree. Why is it not a recall? I don't know. And specifically for those of you driving, the Dodge product in general, from the Pacifica to the Ram truck to the Dakota to the little old Dodge Nitro that was in our garage today. And that was the symptom. So what happens, folks, is there's an internal check valve inside the belly of that tank. And if you happen to, hopefully not, roll the thing, well, that check valve will close to keep the fuel from coming out.
Ah.
Well, when it gets a little moody and it closes and opens when it wants, it essentially does that regurgitation.
Our special guest, Von Hot Rod. People, get on over to VonHotRodShop.com while we peruse through the show here. Has a deep and respected legacy of motorsports and history, as well as the passion for custom car culture running through his veins from day one. We're going to actually find out about that. Von Hot Rod, welcome to the show, partner.
Thank you, guys. I can't believe I'm on with Frankie.
Yeah, baby. I tell you what, before we there's so much that we want to travel with you,
sure,
you know, throughout your career. What does custom car culture mean to you, man?
Oh, gosh, man, it's a lifestyle. It's not just a car. We live it every day. The clothes that we wear, our furniture in our house, it's the capturing, you know, the essence of 1950 through 1964. It's the greatest time of year, the time of learning, the time of experimenting, a time of being your own, making your car, your house, everything your signature.
Hey, everybody, let's have some fun. You only live but once. And when you're dead, you're done. So let the good time roll.